Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The exclusive home of Cardinals baseball. The voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
You're listening to Total Information AM at 9:50 with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. Nursing homes would have to provide a minimum number of care hours to residents under a federal rule announced Monday. Skilled nursing facilities would need to provide roughly 3.5 hours of care per resident each day.
I spoke with Marjorie Moore, executive director of Voice, about how this could impact Missouri.
If a resident requires more care, if a facility has residents that require a higher standard of care, they are required to provide that extra care. So this is the floor, definitely not a ceiling.
Where does this put us in Missouri as far as the staffing that you see among nursing homes here?
Yeah, so in quarter three of 2023, that's the last information that we have, the average Missouri nursing home had 3.2 hours of care per day, and that was about the highest we've seen for a while. So Missouri's been slowly climbing, but is still actually the lowest throughout the entire United States, has the lowest number of hours of care per day. So right now, about two-thirds of Missouri nursing homes would have to increase their standing at least a little bit, some by significant amounts. And that's interesting, you know, because we have such high turnover in those roles. Over 50% of nursing homes nationwide turnover over half of their staff annually. So I think one of the keys here in Missouri and throughout the United States is going to be finding ways that we can retain good team members, because part of the reason these folks are leaving is because they're overworked. And so if we can get those staffing levels up to reasonable numbers, we think that folks will stay. So I think that's a really important thing to consider.
You talk about, you know, the challenge of retaining staff. What about the challenge of just finding staff who are qualified in some of these facilities?
Yeah, and that can be a real challenge of finding the good staff. It is a challenge right now because we do have, especially when we look at RNs, there aren't nearly enough RNs here in Missouri to cover what we need. So it is important that we're able to provide them with good wages. I think make these jobs career paths and not just necessarily, you're going to be doing this job here for the rest of your life. Almost all of us want to have a career ladder. So, you know, when we're looking at CNAs, making sure that we give CNAs paths to grow and to enhance their career. That's really important as we go along. And that's important for nursing home residents too, because you know, you want people who are motivated and who want to keep doing this job, but also want to keep growing in their career. And those folks will definitely provide better care. One of the interesting things about this final rule is that it actually has several years, it looks like, that to take implementation so that staff facilities can start looking at this and start figuring out how they're going to bring people in. And that time period is even longer in rural areas where there is often a lot more of a staffing issue.
The question I have is, when you look at this, you mentioned the average nursing home had 3.2 hours of care per day, which is below that 3.48 hours minimum. Obviously, there's some in there that are probably doing better. I have to wonder about the ones that might be doing far worse. Could something like this actually put them out of business and leave seniors displaced?
So that is definitely a possibility. I think, you know, when we're looking at the really long road of what's going on in facilities, we have some facilities in Missouri that are reporting. There are actually four that reported in that last quarter that we have data for, four that reported less than an hour of care per day per resident. That's really concerning. And when we look at those facilities, those are facilities that are often one-star facilities, meaning that CMS has said, you know, these are facilities that we really have to keep an eye on. Facilities that have higher staffing levels traditionally have higher CMS ratings, which is a really good objective way to look at the quality of a facility. But it is possible that, you know, this may push some companies out of business. Oftentimes, when we really start to look at the financial data of these facilities, we see that very little of the taxpayer dollars that are used for Medicare and Medicaid that are being paid to these facilities, very little of that's actually going to staffing. And it's going into other places, related parties, into rent for a building that is also co-owned. So that is something that I think the industry is going to have to really take a look at is, I think this will make the owners that are not in it to provide good care, may make them leave the industry. And hopefully it'll make the owners that really do care about residents step up and make sure that staff are paid appropriately.
So would you say that this is a good first step?
This is a huge first step. So, you know, we have, like I mentioned, so many residents are suffering with very poor care because they don't have the number of people in their facility to really take care of them. And when I look at whether I'm going to put my loved one in a nursing home, the reason that most families make that decision is because they can no longer care for that family member at home. And so if I'm looking at, you know, can I provide at least a couple of hours of care in my home per day to my loved one? I expect that if I'm making that hard choice to place a family member into care, that care is going to be better, that they're going to provide more care. And so I think that this is a really great thing for families, for residents of long-term care, to make sure that they have better care all day long. We actually just recently talked to a resident who on his first day in a nursing home had to wait 4 hours to get his call answered. And that's something that should never happen in a skilled nursing facility because the folks that are living in these have really complicated medical needs. And it's really important that those folks have access to care when they need it.
That is Marjorie Moore, Executive Director of Voice with Megan Lynch. KMOX News has reached out to groups representing nursing homes for their perspective on the new rule.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.